Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, January 28th. Tesla of China is notifying customers that, due to the coronavirus outbreak currently happening in the country, all Tesla vehicles will have free supercharging to facilitate travel until the outbreak is resolved. Not much is known yet about the disease, which is believed to have begun in Wuhan, China. There is a significant fear of transmission, particularly in public places, which has led to quarantines and the shutting down of public transportation in some cities. The message displayed on Tesla cars reads in part, quote, "In order to facilitate your travel during the outbreak of the epidemic, from now on we will temporarily open all Tesla vehicles to charge at the supercharging station for free until the epidemic is resolved." Close quote. Tesla is reportedly trying to secure subsidies to help establish the production of battery cells in Germany while it moves forward with the Gigafactory near Berlin. Germany's Handelsblatt News reported earlier this week, quote, "The U.S. electric car pioneer Tesla has applied for federal subsidies for battery cell production and research in Germany." The Handelsblatt learned this from the government circles. Close quote. The German government has previously announced initiatives to encourage local production of battery cells in order to support the electrification of the auto industry, which is a very important industry within that country. Tesla is about to start Model Y production, but the automaker is still in the middle of its test program, as two Model Y prototypes were spotted all the way in Boulder, Colorado. Previously spotted testing in Florida, California, Minnesota, and the snow of the Sierra Nevada range, and now Colorado. Since the two cars pictured side by side appear very worn from many miles, it is clear that Tesla has been putting the vehicles through some last-minute snow testing before the launch. Tesla is set to announce its fourth quarter and full year 2019 financial results tomorrow, Wednesday, January 29th, after the markets close. As usual, a conference call and Q&A with Tesla's management is scheduled after the results. Several topics will be discussed, including key metrics from 2019, deliveries, revenue, and earnings. And now is the time to subscribe to Quick Charge by Electrek. And concluding our Tesla coverage, Tesla ramps up solar glass roof installations as reported by a number of happy customers. In October of last year, Tesla launched version 3 of its solar roof tiles, which they now call solar glass. And it saw a significant price decrease through optimization and faster installation. And now end users are showcasing their finished roofs on social media. Here's one example from Alex Flack.
On January 6th, installation finally began. The process took a total of 7 days, including the removal of our old roof, installation of the solar tiles, replacement of all vents, pipes, and flashings, and electrical wiring and hardware hookup.
Elon Musk listed the installation of solar glass as a top priority for the end of 2019. After GM's official dedication yesterday of its Detroit Hammertrack plant, which has been redesigned strictly for the production of electric cars, Electrek spoke with Mark Roos, the company's president. Some highlights of the discussion are that we will see multiple pickup trucks from GM. They will have different output motors for front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, and rear-wheel drive, and a very modular set of batteries. Now, the battery strategy and architecture is also a global one, not just for the American market, and adaptable batteries for various chemistries and shapes. Also stated was that General Motors next-generation EVs will be profitable from day one. For a more detailed look, we encourage listeners to review the full article at electrek.co. In Electrek's Green Energy Brief, oil prices dropped more than 2% yesterday as a result of the coronavirus spreading in China. This recent price drop has occurred because oil traders are concerned that travel advisories and other major economic impacts on China and adjacent countries will reduce oil demand, even though there is a strong supply. Tech giants including Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Amazon were the biggest buyers of green energy in 2019. The companies purchased green energy to power their data centers. Tech firms bought almost 25% of green energy sold to global companies last year, according to a Bloomberg NEF report. Last week, China announced that it will ban single-use plastics. As Waste360 explains, quote, "This year, China will ban and restrict the production, sales, and use of some plastic products in some regions and areas. By 2022, China hopes the consumption of disposable plastic products will be significantly reduced and alternative products will be replaced. By 2025, China will prohibit the production, distribution, consumption, and recycling of single-use plastic products. Close quote. It is not clear whether China intends to ban the production and exportation of plastic goods to other countries. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, two reviews hit Electrek's YouTube channel. One is a very well-equipped E2 kick scooter with a 700-watt motor, 504-watt-hour battery, dual suspension, and regenerative brakes. And lastly, I had the chance to review the eTura from Furrow Systems, a carbon fiber minimalist e-bike intended for the last mile of a commute. Very literally, the lightest electric bike I've ever tried at 28 pounds, and it was quite entertaining to ride. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.